Philip Semper Peter, the teacher educator. Today's date is 06/26/2023. Dictation is for Carmen Lopez. Lopez spells L-O-P-E-Z. Carmen spells C-A-R-M-E-N. Date of birth is 09/16/1987. This is a a 35-year-old female here with throat pain, period. Patient stated that this has been going on for approximately 2 days. It's gotten worse today. Says she came in today because she's shaking and have body aches, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history is none. Next paragraph. Past surgical history is none. Correction, past medical history, asthma. Next paragraph, surgical history is none. Next paragraph, family history is none. Next paragraph, social history, denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next paragraph, last menstrual period, 6/19/2023. She said this is normal. Next paragraph, allergies, shrimp. Next paragraph, medication, albuterol. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports body aches, next line, comma. Patient reports body ache, comma, reports chills, comma. Reports increased temperature, says she's been taking Tylenol, but it does not help with the chills and the pain, period. Next paragraph. Denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. She endorses decreased appetite. Next paragraph. Patient reports air pain. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert, oriented, mild distress, visible tremors, visible gross tremors, period, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% of room air, blood pressure is 116/80, pulse 98, respiration 18, temperature 98.7, period. Next paragraph, throat, erythematous, endometous, tonsils, pharynx, uvula, no exudates, uvula is midline and mobile. Next paragraph, neck, tender, anterior nodes, worse on the right. Next line, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, no rebung, no guarding, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion, she bears weight well with no anatomic gait, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, assessment number one is acute strep pharyngitis, assessment number two is chills, assessment number three is myalgia, assessment number four is odynophagia. Next paragraph. In the clinic today, the following tests were done. Finger stick was 91. Finger stick for glucose, 91. Next paragraph. Strep was positive for strep A. Next paragraph. Patient was given the following in the clinic. Rocephin, 1 gram IM. Dexamethasone, 50 milligrams IM. She was observed in the clinic for an additional 20 minutes. Then reevaluated. She says she's beginning to feel a little better. Reports no side effects from the medication. Period. Next paragraph. She was encouraged to increase fluids, to remain home for the next 3 days. She works in a urology clinic. She was advised that her condition is contagious and could affect her patients and other staff members. Period. Next paragraph, she was sent home with the following medication, amoxicillin, 500 milligrams, 1 PO, 3 times a day for 10 days, number 30. Next medication, Motrin, 1 PO, 3 times daily for 10 days, number 30. Advice to increase fluids, to come back to the clinic if worse. Go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed, end of the patient.